So target audience identification in the process comes first. Identify and review of the target market that can be reached through advertising. I will add here something more. For example, Government of India Tourist Office and different state tourism board participate in number of travel shows that includes Arabian travel market on international level. Arabian travel market happening in Dubai. ITB, International Tourism Boss, happening in Berlin, Germany. Or World Travel Market happening in London. Or Fitur happening in Spain. Indian government present, India government tourism officers, or India government tourist presentation is done at this. That's identification of the target market, because we notice that people participating at these events are people who come to India. So identifying and reviewing the target market from time to time. From time to time, we see new entrants to Indian travel trade trying their best to come in. Filipinas come in, gone, again have come in, and we have a direct flight to Manila from Delhi. And they have come up with a free visa availability for Manila. This is identifying the target market, because Philippines noticed that Indians travel and then they are good target market. So they came in, they went back again, they stopped operation. Now they have come again with visa availability. So all these process are part of the advertising and creating market awareness. Evaluate, review the reason why customer in this market would buy your product or facilitate on service. You have to continuously evaluate what product that we offer in India and for what specific customer or a traveler would visit. And this evaluation review continuously goes on. So Indian government is present in advertising India's tourism potentials, even in Japan, in Tokyo, because they know that Japanese would come. India also participate in some of the shows happening in China and in Malaysia and in Thailand. Because we need presence. I'm not sure about Thailand, but definitely in other countries where potential target is there. Of course, China and other part, India target in these places for religious tourism, especially addressing it to the target who are Buddhist. Because India is a place where Nirvana took place of Gautam Buddha, and people come to Bodh Gaya. And for them, it's a pilgrimage center. And that is evaluated. There is a specific belt in Bihar known as Buddhist Circuit, somewhere even in UP, Buddhist circuits, because this is where Buddhism prospered, and then, of course, later on, it's a different story. But I'm just saying evaluation, reviewing the reason is quite important in advertising process. You cannot just keep advertising where you have practically no audience. Then having the target market needs of information in detail, including the media habit, will facilitate the reach. So targeting the needs, for example, in Africa, there are certain hospitals who also participate in Indian travel trade show as a form of medical tourism. Or there is a permanent representative who would connect to the hospitals around India for special medical care and attention. So all these summing up to a very clear advertising process for any particular tourism board or any particular development of tourism, all this advertising process have to be taken into consideration. In advertising process, we also have to identify the objectives, which is core thing. You have to, advertising objectives have to be always thought in mindset. Just because someone has big budget, you cannot spend it wisely, unwisely. You have to use it wisely. So state the objectives clearly. What is to be achieved? What do you want? Related to the processes expected to take place in target segment. Minds, such as awareness, interest, and positive feelings. So the idea behind advertising is, of course, you cannot turn a blind eye to negativity, but obviously, even negativity can be handled with a positive approach. And that's what the process of advertising is. So advertising objective is to what is to be achieved. Then it must be fixed to a specific time period and be measurable. For example, when there was a Kumbh Mela in Prayagraj, the objective was fixed for that particular 1 year time period of Kumbh Mela that went on. And for that, planning happened. And it was for that period only. Once the period of Kumbh Mela got over, everything was dismantled. It may remain as a place where people, tourists would be shown, this is where activities happen, this whole area. But not then people will come again. Maybe after 12 years when the new turn comes in rotation for that place. Because Kumbh Mela rotates around four places. Yeah? So objective must be fixed to a specified time period and the measurable. For example, a Hajj happening in Makkah and Medina, it happened on a specific month of Islamic calendar. And then once Hajj is over, everything is dismantled. Marketing stop for Hajj. Of course, other religious activities in form of Umrah happens. So objectives must be fixed to a specific time period. For example, to raise awareness of a business class in a target audience from 17% in June 2021 to 20% by December 2021, to raise awareness of a business class. And it increased from 17 to 22 or 20%. Now we will use of creative planning. How does it help? Let's have a look at. Make a creative impression using pictures, symbol, and words. There's nothing more than a picture. A picture explains a lot of talk because you can literally see what they are talking. Like, enough has been written about Taj Mahal, but one picture of Taj Mahal, be it is taken on a full moon night or whatever time era, daytime, or with some celebrity or official dignitary click, speaks volume about the whole visit. So creative planning, make a creative impression using pictures, symbols, and words. I will give you another example. When smoking was popular amongst many of us, and now with the more awareness created, it has dropped. The cigarette brand Marlboro, please, this is just an example. The creative planning and the words used for marketing that brand of cigarette was the best tobacco money can buy. Look at the selection of word that was used, the best tobacco money can buy. So this type of creative planning embosses impression, create awareness, and great amount of large awareness. the message able to reach the target audience. And then it should filter down for whom it has been designed. For example, I gave the smokers will only look at certain brand and they would get impressed by that particular ad that was appearing those days. Best tobacco money can buy. So it should reach the target audience. Now, example I pick up from, again, from all the creative planning, Ministry of Tourism, Government of India, I've given this example number of times. I repeat here that incredible India. And that endorses the real image of India. In a Persian speaking era, they say Kishwara Afsanvi. This is how India is known in Central Asia, in Iran. Kishwara Afsanvi, the land of different stories. Incredible India. In Arabic, the same caption is used saying Ajaibal Hind. Incredible. And when we say incredible India, you know what we are talking about. These are finest examples. Or take from Kerala, God's own country. God's own country, which means what is the message going? It's saying it's a natural tourist destination. Nature is around everywhere. And that speaks a great amount of selection of very good wording to promote a destination. And it has embossed, it has created a lot of awareness. Another example, New Zealand, 100% pure. Yes, which means they have really taken care from the angle of sustainability, responsible, and ecotourism. They have never gone, New Zealand has never gone for mass tourism. It's an expensive destination. At the same time, it is fresh air there. It's not heavily populated also. Even their migration policy is restrictive. So you won't find New Zealand full of people. Australia maybe, yes, especially the coastal area. But New Zealand, they live with this brand as an example, 100% pure. And the next example is Greece. You in Greece. Greece, everybody knows. The country of philosopher, Aristotle, Socrates, etc. Likewise, the country where Olympic Games began. And many such examples. And that is Greece. Minded people link, a lot of people still believe that Alexander the Great came in from Greece. No, he was not a Greek. He was from a neighboring country, another area those days. Anyway, here examples speak volume of the product, speak a brand, speak the process and the captioning and the creative planning that has been put by those who created advertisement for those countries. Students, you are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. In the advertising process, we now evaluate advertising alternatives and media planning. So it is simultaneous with the creative planning that you also offer advertising alternatives. So it is concerned with the programming, the ways in which advertisement will be seen and heard through media selection, scheduling, and buying. Yeah, for example, they would have offer last till 20th of October or till end of 30th November, and that's it. So you can think of alternatives as a phenomenon in media planning. Evaluating advertising alternative, There are various media available for the promotion. Now, when we talk of alternatives, we will look at what are various media availability. And those alternatives go for advertising in the following way. Print media. We all know print media, and we have been traditionally living. Of course, right now, the users of print media has gone from big number to the most smallest possible number. A.H. Wheeler, which used to have stand on practically every single railway station and platform, has disappeared. There are no shops selling newspaper on the railway platform other than very limited and few. Because people don't read anymore through newspaper in a print media. And magazines. Certain magazines were weighted by the audience. For example, when India Today came in, there were people who were paying additional money for one copy of the magazine. So, of course, we are looking at the, not rise and fall of the media, but we are just looking at the alternative. And this is the focus of explaining. So first choice print media, which has always been there for a number of years, which still exists. There are still published newspaper, published magazine, especially travel magazine. The reason of the magazine is totally different because it sits on your table and it has a longer life. As against digital, sometimes you have to delete because of the space in your Android phone and so on. The next could be the travel guide publication and yellow pages. There are a number of Lonely Planet, I will give you as an example. They publish different guides on a country which are sold at the airport. So you'll find Lonely Planet publishing travel guide for different countries, for different cities. Or for that matter, even from the government publications, you will have identification small booklets in form of travel guides coming to you. 1 day or 3 days trip in Bangkok could be a booklet. Indian vegetarian halal food available in Manila. That type of travel guide, city guides, maps, city maps, etc., etc., are still published and there are buyers for them. Some are sold at cost, some are given for free, some have a very small cost involvement. But most of such publication of travel guides, which are distributed through the tourism board, have no monetary value. Unless guides publish, as I mentioned, Lonely Planet, that has a tag of pricing with it. And then, of course, yellow pages in different travel directories, telephone directories. These are the travel guides, which are falls under print media. Then we have a broadcast media, which was also known as blind media. Blind because you don't see who is talking. You just hear. So that's why the term broadcast was also one of the initial form of marketing and advertising, radios and television. Yes, we have grown up listening to advertising contents on a radio and television. Yes, of course, that is radio has totally, I would say, not died down, but yes, gone very limited. People listen to FM only. Otherwise, those traditional radios like All India Radio or Akashwani and all this are story of past now. Television still exists in broadcast media. A lot of TV channels are there. We have now got TV channels coming on for 24/7. So different audience catering to different time period. Then we have got outdoor advertising coming in form of board hoardings, banners, so on. Online advertising coming in on online platform and direct marketing. Hello, dear student. We were looking at advertising process, and in that we go further in evaluating alternatives, and I have counted a number of alternatives that are available for advertising. So we look at the advertising alternatives with media planning as a process. Each of the media has its own advantage and disadvantage. In the previous slide, we saw the print media, the broadcast media, the travel guides, the online media, and all that. So it has its own advantage and disadvantage. Hence, it is required to judge which of them are likely to be the best meeting your advertising objective. So all this in mind, the reason is what type of target market you would like to do. A product that's used by Gen Z can be a good idea to promote them, my opinion, good idea to do this on FM. Because Gen Z these days play FM to play the music. And if it's advertised there, definitely it will get more attention. Serious reader, advertising in travel guides, would like to retain a copy, as I just said, as an ownership of a travel guide that would remain still popular. Now, people who are retaining travel guide for a number of years as a continuous collection, as a reference book, which they lend to their friends and ask it back from them again. Because obviously, things will remain on its place. Taj Mahal is where it was. Rameshwaram is where it was. Only thing what would have changed is accessibility, more facilities, new hotels and etc. But the history of Taj Mahal, history of Rameshwaram, history of Haridwar would say the same. That's why the travel guide. So different alternatives are there and different choice depending on the type of target that you would like to advertise and get attention. Evaluating the advertising alternative, and we begin with print media, which is referred to newspaper, magazine, travel guides, and publication or yellow pages. So this is, I think, a repeat slide. So deciding on the budget is important. What is the budget that you need? And on that, you would put your ad. For example, a slot before a news time will cost much higher than a slot in between. For example, if you like to come on a CNN news, on CNN as a broadcast media, the best slot would be anything 1 minute before the news begins. Because then who would like to listen to news would have gathered and would have sat opposite the television for news to begin. This was just an example. So cost plays a role. The budget may have, based on advertising objectives, on what one can reasonably afford. Now, 1 year refers to the tourism board, the hotel, the airline, whatever you can afford and your target audiences, so you select the media according to that from number of alternatives that are available. It must not be based on what the competitor are doing or spending and on industry averages. Again, advertising budget related to specific objectives are the effective ones. So if you like to address, I gave example, if you like to address Gen Z, then you have to go possibly to FM. If you like to address your youth, millennials, including Gen Z, the digital media is the perfect one, and so on. The budget may be based on industry standard, CPT or CPM, it is cost per thousand or cost per media. The CPT, if decoded, stand for cost per thousand, how much will be that cost, or cost per media. So it could be media suggesting their publication, and then you do it. Or media, how much audience they have. And on the basis of how many audience see that, if you are doing something international, then likewise, the broadcast media that you pick up, which is internationally famous, and so on. So most commonly used way of media comparison to reach 1,000 people by using various medias. So this cost per thousand, how much will be that? How much are number of audience? How many people watch that television? For example, cricket. Other than that, people sitting in the stadium, people around the world see that on the various electronic media. Once upon a time, when electronic media or broadcast media was limited only to radio. So we have grown up listening to the cricket commentary on radios only, because television did not exist. We were happy with the commentary that used to come on the radio. And that was based on the cost, how many people listen on an average. Of course, that was on the basis of the data available. Then compared to, it is a measure of market reach, as I just said, used to compare one medium against another. So how many audience they are able to get, or how many people they, and all that are advertising process steps. Please go through this, some of the detail given to you in different format. It is worth reading. Go ahead and do read it. In the advertising process, deciding on media costs, developing advertising budget. So the budget may be based on advertising objectives and on what one can reasonably afford, depending on the budget that you have and depending on the objectives. Very simple. What are your objects? Who would you like to reach? How much this news must go? So what would be the best platform? Something coming on a print media has long life. It will sit, some are sitting on the coffee table type of a magazine, which sit for years. People take that as a reference when they come and sit and watch through. There are certain magazines you still find as a collector's choice, and they have retained it. So depending on your budget and number of people who would reach and reasonably read them. Also affordability according to budget, because some of the international media is charging fortune, huge amount. Can't imagine in running into not thousands, but in millions of rupees for an ad, which could run only for half a minute or 20 seconds, 25 seconds, and that's it. But the time slot and the audience who watches them, that could be like, for example, international audience to be addressed for Malaysia. So CNN would pick up, Malaysia Tourism will pick up a time slot of the time where Malaysian and international media generally come to watch according to. So if you like to address American audience, there is a different time zone. That also plays a role in putting up your ad. What time in the morning you would like, excuse me. So it must not be based on what competitors are doing, spending. And so sometimes you say you have a limited budget. Like for example, affordable budget are there with, none of the entertainment companies can meet the budget of Disney, because they spend huge money. Even for events which they form, the money flows. You can't even think how much they have budget. But that is their affordability. This is what their target audience are. This is how they would like to do. Look at IFA Award. Look the amount of people coming there. Look at their sponsors. As compared to a small show that is happening at a local ground, their budget is limited. The sponsors are limited. So everything depends on your budget. For example, some of the festival, you find banners, and that's their source of income. A small cricket match game is going on between two teams at, say, example, at Shivaji Park or at Azad Maidan. Their budget is limited by the banners that they display, and that's it. Whereas as against Ranji Trophy, IPL, the sponsors, the budget is big, and so on and so forth. So it's not always based on what the competitors are doing. It depends on what is your industry averages. Advertising budget related to specific objectives are most effective one. So you are doing an ad for certain thing and for a specific objective are the most effective ones. In nutshell, that would be your budget, as I gave number of examples. So someone doing a small get-together or some fair, so their audience is limited within the vicinity, the local area. You cannot be targeting the international or national traveler to come for that small community fair that's going on. So banners will be the source of revenue, and that's it. Or personal sponsorship. And that would be the budget.